The Gemara tells us that we should blow shofar al Seder HaBracha. So the original institution was 9 tekiyas, but it says trua 3 times, Yom Trua, Zikr and trua regarded by Yom Kippur Yovel when you free the slaves. Shofar trua. So we learn now, and we have a tradition, before and after every trua, you have a tekiya, so tekiya trua, tekiya 3 times, 3 times 3 equal 9. And then the next step was they moved it out Seder HaBracha. So they did the 9 kolos together with the Malchios, Shofros, and Zichronos. In other words, all week long we have a 19 blessing, Shmoneh Esrei. On Yontif and Shabbos we have 7. The first 3 are always the same. And it's the Shevach section. And then we have the Hodah section, the thank you. The middle section, we usually have one on Kedushas Hayom, Kedushas Shabbos, Kedushas Yontem. However, Rosh Hashanah is an exception. On Musaf Rosh Hashanah, we have 9 brachas. We have the Malchios, Shofros, and Zichronos. So that was the practice. It used to blow shofar, or we blow shofar, I'll say the brachas during the Musaf. And in fact, there's a whole discussion in the Achronim, Chazon Ish, Briskers, on whether you have to hear every word of the davening. You have to hear, like, if you miss, going to the Rav, if you missed any part of the Chazor HaShash, perhaps you're not Yotzi Al Seder HaBrachas. Others say maybe you just have to hear the Malchios, Shofros, and Zichronos. But either way, that was the practice. So our practice is we do it at Musaf. However, that wasn't the original practice. The original practice was at Shacharis. How could they do it at Shacharis? We don't have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So actually, according to the Baal Mor and Rashi, every tefillah, like by Aneinu, some Rishonim discussed that you have Aneinu by every tefillah on a fast day, not just the way we do it by Mincha, but they used to do Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. They used to do it by all the tefillah, so it's no kasha. But according to our meaning, it was only by Musaf. So how could they ever blow it at Shacharis? So that's what they point out. No, it's not that it has to be a Musaf. Our meaning is we do it at one tefillah, either Shacharis or Musaf. We have to decide wherever we're going to blow shofar. That's where we're going to do the Malchios, Shofros, and Zichronos. So why did the Gemara? Why Bizmana Gemara do we pick Shacharis over Musaf? Then why now have we changed? So, because originally it was Shacharis, because the Gemara has a discussion, and the Rishonim, the Poskim, and when you have a conflict between Zrizin, Magdim, and Lemitzvis versus Barov Hadras, when you have whoever is, on one hand we have a principle, the early you do the mitzvah, the better, Vayesh Kem Avram Bavokar. On the other hand, we like to do things with a multiple of people. The more people do it, the greater the mitzvah, the greatest Kiddush Hashem. So on one hand, Shacharis, it's before Musaf. On the other hand, it's not a new problem. The JFK crowd, the Just for Kiddush crowd, it's always been that they come later. So at Musaf, you have more people. So what the Gemara concluded is Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs wins, and therefore you should do Shofar right away. In fact, that's the practice that's the post going to bring down. Today it's becoming some want to do a Bris Milah later on because it's much more convenient. You'll have more people who wants to come there at 7 in the morning, and Pidgin Aben as well. Some poskim are against, based on this klal, that Zrizin Makdim and Lemitzvahs overrides having more people there. So there's so Rav Schacht always says over a famous story from Napoleon, that there was a machlokas among the Hasidim, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think the original one, about whether Napoleon, because Napoleon promised if he wins the war, he's going to free the Jews. They'll be able to worship their religion, do everything. So a lot of people wanted Napoleon to win. However, the Lubavitcher Rebbe felt differently, the original, the first one, because he felt, based on the Gemara and Chagiga, Jews don't do well during good times. They only focus well under persecution or not Baravchus. So therefore, he was against Napoleon winning. He thought that it'd be terrible for Klal Yisrael to terrible for the Jewish people if Napoleon wins. So, in fact, he went so far as to, he had Lubavitch HaSidim in France who used to spy on the army and give secrets to Russia, which later on Napoleon found out about, and they were going to kill Lubavitch Rebbe, but so he took off and ran. But getting back, so what was the machlokes? So the Hasidic Yerubayim all agreed on, whether together or on their own, that they just felt on Rosh Hashanah that, yeah, the first seaboard to daven, to blow the shofar first, they're going to be the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to their prayers, and that will determine whether Napoleon wins or loses. So one of the Hasidic Yerubayim got up early, he cut out many piyutim, and he blew shofar, but he said he just sensed it wasn't going to go. He sensed that the Lubavitch Rebbe won, that Napoleon's going to lose. So he went to the Lubavitch Rebbe and said, like, "What? How did you do it? I got up early, we cut out piyutim." So the Rebbe said, like, "What do you mean? I just blew shofar before Shacharis. Like, who says you have to blow, who says you can't blow shofar early? Today we do it, I'll say that brachas, and maybe they did it again. But the point, since he blew shofar early, that was the key. Zrizin makdim and lemitzvah seems to win out, and that's the yisod of the Gemara. That's why they chose to blow shofar during Shacharis and not Musaf, or maybe he blew it in Shacharis that year. Whatever it was, he did it earlier. And therefore, that's why Napoleon, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's tefillahs were answered. So, and that's how they explain why Zrizu Makdim Lamitzvah is first. So why do we still do it on Musaf now? So that, they changed the number one because Gzeiras HaMalchus, that the officers from the government would come in and check on them, that they weren't allowed to blow shofar or they're rebelling, so they had to wait until they left, so it was in the afternoon. So once they changed it to Musaf, so they never, whatever the reason, they never moved it back. I don't know if it's the same, but some are similar to by Hanukkah. Hanukkah, you're supposed to light outside your house, they moved it inside, so even though there are those who do light outside, but many, I'd say majority of Klai Yisrael light inside, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, perhaps, that's a discussion, whether it was a new takana or not, so maybe something similar here. The bottom line is, the Minig Yisrael is, even though originally they used to blow at Shacharis, nevertheless, we continue our Minig, blowing out Seyda HaBrachas, Malchiyo Shofar HaZichronas, we do it with the Shofar, I'll say the HaBrachas.